Sarah Jane King
on Cape Talk
every weekend morning.
Now, how we start every Saturday morning is with SJ's top picks, my top three suggestions of things that you can get up to in and around the Western Cape this weekend. And first up, if you are up for some music and fancy grooving to some classic soul, then Vernon Castle will be performing a tribute to Al Jarreau at the Utopia Cafe and Lounge in Ottery later. Delighted to say that Vernon joins us on the line now. Morning, Vernon.
Good morning, Chill. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Listen, you, why Al Jarreau? Why Al Jarreau? I mean, why not Al Jarreau? But for you, why Al Jarreau?
Oh, Al Jarreau, I've had this tag for many years where people kind of tagged me as Cape Town's Al Jarreau or South Africa's Al Jarreau because of the scat singing, you know, the improvisation and that kind of vocals. So, yes, I think he opened up a lot of ears for me over the years.
Absolutely. And give us a little bit of background about you. You've been in the biz for a really long time. Tell us about your musical background and your musical journey.
I guess it all started at church level and then school band. And, you know, it just flourished from there. And I say flourished because, I mean, I grew in the business from a very young age, and my family all are musicians, so yes, it was inevitable.
And in terms of the musical style genres that you were influenced by the most?
Yeah, mainly jazz, I think. You know, started with good, we all grew up at a good time as far as music was concerned, so music was, and the way it evolved in our lives, the later stage, I grew up in a good era.
You're going to be at the Utopia Cafe and Lounge in Ottery later. What time does the performance start and how can people get tickets?
Well, there's a booking line. I don't have the number off hand now. But Utopia, you know, you can kind of look them up. We just only have a few seats left. If by now if there's still any available, but they can definitely try. As it's been going off the hook as far as bookings are concerned.
Okay. Well, we are hopeful that there's some tickets left. It's at the Utopia Cafe and Lounge in Ottery from 7 p.m. Get yourself online, get yourself some tickets. If you fancy grooving to some classic soul, courtesy of Vernon Castle as Al Jarreau. Oh, the beautiful music of Al Jarreau. Next up, the Knysna Oyster Festival kicked off yesterday for 10 days, offering a veritable smorgasbord of events and activities for foodies in the heart of the Garden Route. In addition to food and wine, though, there's plenty on offer for the sporty among you. This morning is the Knysna Cycle Tour and the Featherbed Trail Run. But of course, it's the mouth-watering mollusks, which remain the main attraction. And you can have your fill of the shellfish prepared in variously creative ways at a number of hotspots in town. If you would like to know what else is on the programme, then you can head to knysnaoysterfestival.co.za for this year's programme. And as I say, plenty on offer for you there. Why not make a weekend of it? Oh, lovely. Nice to get out of town sometimes, if you can. Nice to get out of town. And lots of great places. I mean, what is it? A five-hour drive? Yeah, lots of great spots on the way. That's the Knysna Oyster Festival, which started yesterday and runs for the next 10 days. And then finally, if you've ever wanted to try some Ghanaian food, then the Sankofa Food Experience is for you. It's happening at the Yobo Wine and Whiskey Bar on Short Market Street tomorrow. And they're going to be serving up a signature Ghanaian dish. It's called Red Red. And here to tell us all about it and to tickle our taste buds, I'm sure, is organiser Kafui Awunua. A very good morning to you. What a pleasure to have you on the show.
Good morning. How
morning.
Are you doing?
I am fantastic. It's lovely to speak to you. Tell us, what is Red Red?
So Red Red is indeed one of the signature dishes that will be served tomorrow. It's a Ghanaian dish and also something that West Africans in general, I think, eat. It is beans in a red sauce. And that's why it's called Red Red. Included is also plantain, which is, you could describe it as a very large banana.
An unripe banana.
No, a very large banana.
Oh, a large banana. Okay.
Yes. It's actually very, very sweet. And then that is fried up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The combination of the two red foods make up the name Red Red.
My mouth's watering. It's 19 minutes past seven and already my mouth is watering. Listen, this is the second time that you're hosting the Sankofa Food Experience. What is it that's
yes.
inspired these events and how well have people responded to them?
So this really started out of a hobby and just a gathering that I used to host at home, where I would just invite a few friends, and then those friends would usually just kind of say, oh, you're making Ghanaian food, can I bring a friend? They've never had Ghanaian food, and that would end up, the last time I hosted it, unofficially, I think it was about 25 people.
Wow!
All of a sudden. And so I realized that I couldn't actually host it by myself and in my home.
Yeah.
That was pushing it a little bit. So in collaboration with my old friend Sivu, who's the owner of Yobo Whiskey and Wine Bar, we are now taking it, kind of making it a little bit more of an official thing and also just opening it up to more people, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is going to be on offer, Kafui?
So the dessert is going to be quite special. The last time we hosted, we had a plantain dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was plantain ice cream.
Oh,
and that was made by an incredible friend of mine, Tapiwa, who's
yes!
the owner of Tapi Tapi. On Lower Main in Obs.
Yes, guys,
and
please get yourselves down to Tapi Tapi.
Exactly.
Tapiwa is just
if
not only is he just a gem.
It.
Yeah, if
yeah.
you've not been, if you've not, first of all, if you've not met him, you're missing out. Second of all,
yes.
if you've not had his ice cream, then you're also missing
you're
out.
You're also missing
yeah,
out.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't know what you've been doing with your life if you haven't.
It's true. Listen,
and
do
so
we...
this time,
yeah,
I am actually creating an ice cream that he is kind of the ringleader. He's the inspiration
right.
for the ice cream. Yeah.
So
it's a surprise. I can't tell you what it is, but yeah,
but it's going to be good. Listen,
yes.
the fact that he's even involved, that's
exactly.
enough for
says
me.
Enough.
Yeah,
yes.
for sure. Do
yes.
we need to buy tickets, Kafui?
Yes, you
okay.
do, because we need to know how many people are coming. Last
sure.
time, because it was the first time, we just kind of opened it up to people and allowed people to walk in. And all of a sudden, we had 15 tickets booked and over 30 people showed
sure.
up.
Okay.
And you can imagine that's, you know, intense or interesting to manage. So you can buy tickets on Quickit. We kind of capped the tickets at 25.
Okay.
And they're on sale till 4 p.m. today. And that's also so that in preparation, we know how many people are coming, how many people we're catering for.
Sure. And just to,
yeah.
there's a vegetarian option also, isn't there?
There's a vegetarian option and a fish option for today.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Yes.
It sounds so good. Okay, I'm excited. I'm excited for this. Kafui, lovely to speak to you. What a pleasure. The Sankofa Food Experience, which is happening tomorrow, but tickets will be on sale until 4 p.m. today via Quickit. Sankofa is SANKOFA. If you fancy enjoying some Ghanaian culinary delights, then why not get yourself a couple of tickets to that event, the Sankofa Food Experience, happening at the Yobo Wine and Whiskey Bar on Short Market Street tomorrow. But tickets will be available online until 4 p.m. today. All right, that's our top three picks of things to do in and around the Western Cape. We've got Vernon Castle's tribute to Al Jarreau at the Utopia Cafe and Lounge in Ottery tonight. Tickets are 80 Rand. Why not get yourself to the Knysna Oyster Festival? Kicked off yesterday, runs for the next 10 days. And then if you want to try some Ghanaian food, the Sankofa Food Experience happening tomorrow at the Yobo Wine and Whiskey Bar on Short Market Street. Tickets available until 4 p.m. today on Quickit.